Please welcome Henry Schaufuss.
Has anybody ever heard of a gal named Renata Schlumpke? No? Well, Renata Schlumpke knows a little bit about roughing it. She would have made a good pioneer woman. She's originally from Sweden, went to Paris as a young woman and became a fashion model. Met a fellow there who was an adventurer, and he liked adventure. He liked to ride a bicycle, and he liked to climb mountains. And he had it was in his blood, this adventure. And Renata caught the bug, and it turned out she liked adventure too. So they started bicycling around Europe together, and then, from one place to another. And then eventually they decided to take it to the next level. And they bicycled across Europe, across the Middle East, and all the way to India, and from India up to the all the way up to the Himalayas, Tibet and Nepal, where they climbed a mountain, and then when they got back down, they got back on their bicycles and pedaled on back home to Paris. Mm-hmm. And this is how it went for the next several years, and one adventure after another. Until one day, fate stepped in, and while climbing a mountain, her boyfriend fell and was killed. And now Renata was on her own. Now she wasn't sure if she was done with adventuring now or not. But then she gave it some thought, and she decided, I'm going to do one more adventure, and I'm going to dedicate it to him, her boyfriend. So she thought about what she wanted to do, and she wanted to do something a little bit different. So after a while, she came up with the plan. She bought an airline ticket to Seattle. She took her bicycle along with her. When she got to Seattle, she picked up her bicycle, and the next thing she did was she bought a kayak. Are those pictures going around? Yeah. So she bought this kayak. Then she bought a lightweight trailer to transport the kayak. Then she had the trailer and the bicycle modified so she could pull the trailer with the kayak behind her on the bicycle. And then she picked up some camping equipment. This is where the roughing it starts to come in now. And some supplies, what she was going to need for the foreseeable future. She put it all into the kayak, and then got on the bicycle, kayak and trailer behind, and pedaled on over to the coast of Washington. Northwest corner of America, put the kayak in the water, had the bicycle and the trailer sent on ahead, and she got in the kayak, pointed it to the south, and started paddling down the west coast, Washington State, Oregon, and the length of California. She'd come in at night, she'd paddle all day long, come in at night, and camp out, next morning pack up, back out, paddling. That was the drill. Well, eventually she got down to San Diego, picked up her bicycle and the trailer, put the kayak on the trailer, got on the bicycle, pointed it east, and started pedaling with the kayak and the trailer behind. And now she's following the border with Mexico. Mm-hmm. Through California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas. Mm-hmm. Are you starting to get the picture now what she's doing? Okay. When she gets down to the Gulf of Mexico, she swaps the bicycle for the kayak. Now she's back in the kayak and is paddling around the Gulf Coast, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and all the way around Florida, down to the bottom, and then up the East Coast, all the way up to Maine. Then when she gets to Maine, she comes ashore and gets back on the bicycle. Now she's following the Canadian border. And bicycles all the way over to the Great Lakes, goes into the kayak then, and then in the kayak across the Great Lakes, and then at the other end, back on the bicycle, and across the northern part of America. On a map, that looks like a straight line, you know, Minnesota, North Dakota, Montana, and so forth. When you're doing it, when you're on the ground, it's not that straight. So it's a gradual from the Great Lakes, it's a gradual uphill up, you know, from sea level up to 5,000 feet, but very, very gradual until you get to the Rocky Mountains, and then it gets steep. And there were sections up there in the mountains when it got too steep to pedal the bicycle anymore with the load she had behind her. At that point, she got out her, this is where the pioneer spirit comes in. She got off the bicycle and started pushing. She pushed her way uphill and over the Rocky Mountains. Then she did that. Then she had one more climb to do. That was over the Cascades. She did that. And then the last part was back over to the west coast, over to the northwest corner of Washington. Back to where she started. All this took 11 months. She was camping out the whole time. The last time she spent in a motel was the day before she left Washington State, 11 months before. So now she's completed her trip, the adventure that she dedicated to her boyfriend. It's over. Full circle around America, 11 months of roughing it, and now it's over. So was that the end of her adventures? Well, maybe so and maybe no. I really don't know what happened after that. All we know for sure, is that Renata Schlumpke, for her, the sky's the limit.